Okay, imagine what an American Ministry of Vice and Virtue would do with this little offense. You're in a crowded public space, like an elevator or a train, and you hear the tinny, percussive sound of music from some stranger's iPod or other device cranked up to maximum volume. NPR's Neva Grant heard this on a trip to New York and coined a phrase for it, ear spray.
So I'm on the train, and it's packed, really packed, every seat filling up. Some guy who's about college age sits down next to me, and he immediately fires up his iPod, which means I'm in an instant cloud of ear spray. As politely as I can, I ask him to turn it down, right? And as politely as he can, he does. Except he really doesn't, because seconds later, it's as bad as it was before. And now I'm in a bind. I'm at least twice this guy's age. I do not choose to own an iPod, but I do harbor this sort of middle-aged insecurity that it is totally uncool not to have one, and even less cool to tell somebody to lower the volume on theirs. So instead of nagging him to lower it again, I take this kind of yogic approach. I don't try to ignore the music. I focus in on it, and I try to figure out why, when there are so many other noises on a train, why is the relentless backwash from somebody's headphones so hard to tune out? Is it that high frequency? The fact that the vocals leaking out of his ears sound like hungry mosquitoes about to attack mine? Then I realize I am also traveling with an electronic device, a new digital audio recorder. I mean, I record stuff for a living. Maybe I should document this, play it for an expert. So as the iPod guy leafs through a magazine, I take out the mic and hold it up to his ear. There it is. Minutes go by before he even notices the microphone. And when he does, he glares at me like I'm a freak. I can't really blame him for that. So as casually as I can, I say, oh, a new tape recorder. Just testing it out. We didn't talk after that until the very end of the ride, when he told me that by taking out the recorder, I was being passive-aggressive. So maybe I should have asked his permission before waving the mic at his ear. But wait. Didn't he invade my personal space first? Yes, you may say, if you're old enough to be his mother. No, you might say, if you're young enough to be his friend. Either way, when he saw the microphone, he really did turn down the music.
Neva Grant is a senior producer for Morning Edition.